The Con Guy Show, the official program of theconguy.com, is heard on the We Be Geeks Collective and on sci-fi.radio.
You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Drew Leiter here. Wish you could keep up on DC Comics, but don't have the time or the money? Not a problem. Join Cletus Jacobs and I as we bring you recaps and commentary on DC Comics, television, movies, and more, whether they are good or not. The Earth Station DCU podcast comes out weekly and is part of the ESO Network.
Nice. And we have a very special guest tonight, Mr. Jonathan Wilkinson. Please introduce yourself, my friend.
Hey, I'm John. I've just been a long time fan of the show and friend to basically everybody here. And I'm a SAG eligible actor, and I've been screenwriting for a while, but mostly truck driving for the last, since like 2016. And I just so happen to live in Colorado. And the last episode, the Poltergeist episode, you guys mentioned the Stanley. So I actually went up to the Stanley like 2 days later. Did the whole ghost tour, learned a bunch of stuff.
And he's going to take us through that tonight.
Yeah.
So just real quick, he just mentioned the Poltergeist episode last week. We did two weeks ago, Poltergeist 40th anniversary. It is part of our Summer of 82, the movies of 82. And we still have a few left to do. We will be getting to The Thing. John Carpenter's The Thing, as well as, if you look at this graphic here at the very top, you see the famous hockey mask. That hockey mask was not always with Friday the 13th. It came about with the third Friday the 13th, Part 3, in 3D, I might add. Friday the 13th, Part 3 in 3D, which came out in 1982. We'll also be talking about that right as we head into the scare season. I can't think of a more perfect time to talk about it. Tonight, what we are going to do, we are talking about we're going to give a little preview of the Halloween season, Halloween 2022, which I know that last year Halloween came back fairly healthy in some spots, and some spots not so much. But this year, I guess, is kind of like first of all, can everybody hear me fine?
Yes, sir.
I never know if I have my microphone turned the right way or not. So I'm going to leave it like this. No, so this year is like we are back in full force. Halloween is back. Halloween 2022 is here. It's coming up on a Monday night. And we have like a month and a half to Halloween. It's crazy to think about that. It is nuts. And it was Danae. She kind of was
start for us.
Danae was texting us this past week, and she goes, "Let's do Halloween. Let's talk about Halloween." So we are going to talk about Halloween. It's going to be what we're talking about tonight to kind of give a preview of what's to come. Full disclosure, a lot of it will definitely be West Coast related, but we do have some East Coast stuff in there as well. All right, but first, since we're talking about Halloween, I would love, Danae, tell me, what is one of your favorite memories of Halloween?
So I'm a pastor's kid. I grew up in the Bible Belt, where Halloween wasn't always like a big thing. It was usually harvest festivals. And personally, like, just because we lived in the middle of nowhere, I was never a big trick-or-treater. So I gotta be honest, I never really cared that much about Halloween until probably like I went to college and I started going to like the Halloween parties every year and things like that. But my favorite Halloween memory is probably from 2019, because the year I moved to LA, October 15th, 2019, so my very first LA party was actually with you guys at the Luke and Jim house celebrating Halloween. And I couldn't find any pictures from it. I wanted to send them to you, but I just could not find them anywhere. I'll find them later. We'll put them on like the gram and stuff. But I opened the door, and like, of course you guys were there, and it was like, hey! And then who else was there but Katie and Emily, who—
What year was it?
This was 2019.
Luke, you might be able to find some photos.
Maybe.
Katie and Emily were there, and I made friends for the first time with them about the same time I became friends with you guys, all at Comic-Con 2015.
Yep.
So it was just such a great, like, I'm meant to be here. I'm supposed to be in Los Angeles. I have friends here. It was almost like a welcome party to starting this chapter of my life of being in Los Angeles. So for me, Halloween is like the anniversary of being here and a reminder of all the awesome friends I have. Yeah.
I love that story. That is the best. That is the best. Yikes. Jonathan, what about you? Do you have any good memories of Halloween to kick off the show?
Oh man, so many. Halloween's always been my favorite time of year. Back when I was a kid, just walking around and, you know, costumes and everything like that. I think, 2017, I flew out to LA with my friend Sean, and we actually went to Halloween Horror Nights. And that was the second time I had been. But that time I actually went ahead and bought the Rest in Peace tour tickets. And I got to say, that was the best experience I've had in a long time. So yeah, it was great.
Hopefully we can recreate. Hopefully we can match up to some of those memories. We're going to try to do a Halloween Horror Nights get together. What's cool is I love the fact that Jonathan, he's driven over before. He's come on over to a Halloween party here.
And, yeah, that was my worst memory.
Hey, let's go ahead and say hello right now to Lily Schiller. Lily, good to see you. Good to see you. I saw a picture you posted today. Lily, you were down in you posted a photo from the Gas Lamp District, which was, very near and dear to all of our hearts. That's for sure. Cheeseman, do you have any kind of memories that stick out for you?
For Halloween, growing up, I kind of lived somewhat in the country, so I didn't get to do a whole lot of trick-or-treating, but the couple times I did, I got to go to my great aunt and uncles. I dressed up like an Indian when kids were, I guess, allowed to do that. I hope we're still able to do that because we love cowboys and Indians. It's a fun thing to do with kids. And did that in my great aunt and uncle's neighborhood, and then did trick-or-treating while I went camping. But we did a lot of like fall celebration stuff. I didn't do a whole lot of Halloween. I grew up in a Christian family. Still am Christian, but they've gotten a lot better at letting kids trick-or-treat and stuff in the family, the grandkids. But I didn't watch a whole lot of horror movies until my friend Jake, who's often on the show, corrupted me and showed me like every Halloween movie that I could see by the time I was in sixth grade. So that really changed things for me.
Well, that's awesome. I'm gonna jump into the I also grew up with Christian folks. I just so happened to have Christian folks who loved Halloween. So and loved horror movies. And so one of my most favorite memories, of course, I've shown this on the show before. Back in the day, me and my brother Scott, we had those plastic Halloween costumes with the plastic face mask. You know, they come in the window box, which are, if you can find some of these original costumes today, they're selling for hundreds of bucks, guys, if you can get those on eBay. Anyways, I'm the taller one here. And I remember me and my dad carved this pumpkin to the left, and Scott and Mom were carving the pumpkin to the right. Or was it the other way? I'll have to remember. Mom, if you're watching, if you can, maybe me and Mom carved the bigger. I don't remember. All I know is I started early. My parents started me early. This is not my first Halloween. It's just it's one of the ones that I remember. And, it's one of my favorites. I remember this. We used to live in this neighborhood on Lawndale Avenue up north of Chicago, and it was so many houses. It was hours of trick-or-treating. And we too moved out to the country. Yeah, we moved out in the woods. And
libertarians.
Yes, we did. We were, what is it called? We were, what's those people?
Off the grid.
Yeah, off the grid. The people that live in the woods and they prepare for like the end times. That's not us. Preppers. End time preppers. But anyways, we weren't. But my love for pumpkins and Halloween has continued. Here is a picture I took just a couple weeks ago. My friend Johnny and his friend Liz, they found out that I loved pumpkins, and they actually planted a pumpkin patch just for me in the backyard. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. So I am so excited about that. That's one of my favorite memories is pumpkins, and Halloween to me is just like a special holiday. And I do, like, again, I did grow up religious, and I still am. I'm a good old fashioned church boy, and I do understand some of the problems some people have with the holiday, but I've always loved it. Always loved it. And I got to tell you, one more picture. This is my pumpkin patch right now. There's my pumpkin patch in my living room. There's Charlie Brown in the background. I am ready for Halloween, my friends.
Jim needs to do 30 days of pumpkins.
Oh, I know. That's what I said.
Leading into Halloween.
I need to carve one every day. Hey, so Just a little update real quick. We do have one more guest who will be joining us in about 10, 15 minutes, our very good friend, Carrie Lane, because she, when it comes to horror, haunts, and especially not scary farms, she's kind of the expert in all that. So what we're going to do first, though, we have a very special treat today because Jonathan, oh, I'm sorry, John, is it Jonathan or John? I always say John. John.
Yeah.
All right. John Wilkinson. Yeah. He's a good friend of ours, and he just so happens, I'm going to get this ready, and we're going to let John kind of walk us through some photos. He just so happens to live next door to something that's very cool. John, take us.
The Stanley Hotel. Yeah, that was a my awesome photo that I took on the way out. And so, yeah, basically a brief history of the Stanley. Built in 1909, July 4th, 1909 was when it was opened by Freeland Oscar Stanley of, you know, Stanley Steamer fame, 140 room Colonial Revival in Estes Park. It's about 29 minutes from me, which isn't too bad. Right now, rooms are going for about $330 a night. So, ooh. Yeah, a little pricey. But, of course, as we all know, it is where, you know, Stephen King got his idea for the Overlook, for the Shining Hotel. So here's the main entrance, and the grand staircase is right behind that big, huge table and flowers right there. At this point in time, it's probably about, I want to say about 40 degrees up there right now. So this photo right here, actually, if you want to stop just for a second. So I took two photos here. The guy in the very back in the red wasn't there. No, I'm kidding. He was our tour guide.
There's two of my feet.
So he was our tour guide. But it's if the next photo is another one exactly like this, if it's not, that's fine.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know you wanted me to do both of them.
No, you're fine. You're fine. So in these photos, it's kind of interesting because there's three. You see the three lights off the staircase and that fourth light right next to me. Next to that table, I don't know about orbs. I don't know if you're into that sort of thing, but in the very next photo that I took, which was almost like, 35 seconds after this photo, those orbs were not there. And there was nothing around me that could have caused that. There was nobody else taking a photo, a flash photo, nothing else, which they say the grand staircase right there is one of the more haunted areas of the hotel. So I just thought that was kind of cool.
Those orbs happen to me before, and I think it has a lot to do with the lenses.
I think so too, but that was my iPhone too. So I was
same for me. Yeah.
What is this?
So this is I just took this photo hoping to catch something, but unfortunately I didn't get anything. But this is where they say they found Lucy in the concert hall, which later on I know you probably definitely have the photo in there of Lucy. But this was a back room in the concert hall. I sat there alone while the rest of the tour went for about, I want to say another like 15 minutes until I couldn't hear the tour anymore. So I was just taking photos as much as possible. And they say this is where in the bathroom you can hear children and you get a lot of children, photos off there. And then they also say this is where a girl named Lucy died in the 70s, she was hiding in there away from the staff, and it got so cold outside. But unfortunately, back then, they didn't have the right insulation, and she froze to death back there. So
you do have a collection of supposed ghost photos that we'll show after we show your tour photos, and you can kind of walk us in. So is that kind of like, is that what Stephen King based some of the ending of his, not Stephen King, but, I wonder if Stanley Kubrick kind of took some of that into consideration with his ending about the people freezing outside in the cold.
It's a possibility, but I mean, it is set in Estes Park, but obviously the Overlook is not Estes Park. But I mean, it's just, it's cold up there. It gets really, really cold up there.
And this is kind of cool.
Yeah, so that's the hedgerow maze. Yep. In the center, off to the left there, there's a statue of Stanley himself. Mm-hmm. With a big quote on there. And then, of course, it is a maze, so you can get lost in there. There was a couple from Texas trying to recreate, for TikTok, like her running away as her boyfriend or whatever was chasing her. So, you know, silly stuff like that. But it is, it does get really creepy there at night. I think I took this one around, like, I think it was about 12:30 at night.
Oh, you guys were there that late?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got there at about, I want to say, 10:40, and mm-hmm. we didn't leave until about 12:50. Because okay. the bar is open, too, which is fun.
Oh, nice. And this is kind of cool.
Yep, yep. So this is in the concert hall area. Of course, they had a bunch of other posters and random pictures, but on the staircase, which they claim, you know, you can hear the stairs, you know, all the time without anybody there. Mm-hmm. They have this awesome poster of the new Dr. Sleep, which was,
yep.
I think it was great. And there's
I the liked it. What is this?
So this is the concert hall. This is right off. It's not too far from the actual main, you know, Stanley Hotel. It's a good, you know, 4.5 minute walk. And they say this area is one of the more haunted areas. They say Lucy. So Lucy would be through that, that green kind of door in the back off to the left there. That's where she died. They say there's a maintenance man that walks around at night. And they've had people, you know, get photos.
See this picture?
Like that. So this is actually one of the guest sent in pictures. So most of the photos, some of the photos I took, other photos the tour guide sent to me. And so they're claiming that those two figures were not in the concert hall.
So we're looking at a picture right now. There's a figure, a dark figure at the front of the concert hall. Where's the other figure?
Off to the left there, if you could.
On like one of those lights?
Yeah, near the exit.
Okay, right. Yeah.
Yeah, so they say they capture shadow figures all the time there. They say it's sometimes the maintenance man, and they can hear somebody whispering after about 11 o'clock at night. You hear somebody whispering in your get out mm-hmm. because the maintenance man wants
to. Call 1-800 steamer.
Yes, exactly. There's a Jonathan, ridiculous photo of me. So this is the cave system that's underneath the hotel. They had a whole cave system planned out. Where they almost wanted it to be a Disneyland. They wanted it to be an experience for the guests where they weren't always seeing staff moving around. So they built this underground cave system, where the staff can move from back and forth, you know, between everything. And they say there's, on that one, you can see a little white, you know, kind of orb. They say if you zoom in on that one, you can kind of see a face.
I can see it, like, and we're showing a picture now of the tour inside the cave system, right in the middle. If you can see my cursor, can you guys see my cursor?
No.
Okay.
That's another guest submitted photo.
That's a guest submitted photo. There's a faded spot right in the middle. It looks like it, you know,
right under the silver pipe.
Yeah, right underneath the silver pipe. Look like it could be a ghost. All right. Here, a couple more pictures here. So what is this? This is cool.
This is the famous bar back, which there's no bar there anymore. But that mirror right there is actually where Stephen King would sit and talk to Grady, the bartender, which was all real true story. So that was actually the real bar back mirror that he would sit there and talk to Grady behind, which, of course, is definitely the, you know, in The Shining. So.
Wait a second. I'm missing a photo. I had the photo of you in the bar. If I can find
it's
it.
All okay. good. I don't mind. Not.
This is?
So this is the parlor room, which was right next door to that room with the bar back. They said this is where the men would hang out. In the other room with the bar back, that's where the women would hang out. So the men would hang out here. They had Harry Houdini doing magic tricks here all the time. They said that you can hear footsteps when you're in there alone. You can hear doors closing, kind of commotions when there's nobody else around at all. And actually, the unsinkable Molly Brown was in that very room, too.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, she demanded to be in with the men smoking cigars and playing pool. And
of course she did.
Good for Molly Brown.
What a queen.
I don't know if this is your photo or okay. This
no, so this is another guest submitted photo. They claim these two shadow figures off to the right here are cowboys because cowboys used to frequent this place too, of course. Mm-hmm. And you can kind of see that one, that first one there, kind of has the cowboy hat and the shadow. And they, of course, they claim nobody was there.
All right. These next set of pictures are submitted pictures of who guess claim, and this one's the next one's kind of hard to see, but this one, let me see.
Oh, behind the chair.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep, behind the chair there, you can see the two little eyes.
Nosferatu.
Above it, kind of glowing. They have a lot of photos like that.
I don't like that.
Nope. So all these photos were, yeah, we've seen this one. Yeah,
never mind.
Look at this one.
So this one's one of the creepier ones. If you see up top, the second girl to the left there, right above her, they claim that that was a former pastry chef who died, and apparently he still likes to haunt the underground cave system where he would travel through all the time. And I guess he had a heart attack down there, so it kind of makes sense. This one's really creepy. If you see in between
the
poor guy in the red,
right between their shoulders.
Nope.
Yep. There's a white face.
Yep. That one's a creepy one for sure.
That is some haunting of Hill House shit right there.
Don't like that. Look at that one.
Okay, so this is Lucy.
That just looks like more of her shirt to me. That doesn't look like a ghost.
Well, if you look up towards her face on the right there in the green,
there's a face.
Next, you could see a face, and it's a little bit better if you zoom in. I'm not sure if we can zoom in on it.
I don't think I can zoom in here, but I will try.
Yeah, no worries. And you can send those photos out too. But it is kind of a perfect face in between the two of them. Yeah. And that's right in that area where Lucy had frozen to death. So,
oh, geez. Look at this.
Another one right there. You can see kind of a shadow figure walking through one of the dining halls there.
Yep. Oh, this one's creepy.
This one's a fun one. So this was off the grand staircase. You look straight down there, it's a woman supposedly in a, you know, a 18th century, 19th century dress right there, kind of floating down the stairs. Yep.
And awesome. This is the last one I've got.
Yep. more shadow figures.
That one just messes me up. Oh my gosh. Jonathan, this is pretty cool. Like, if people are interested in and taking a tour, how do they get information about that? Do you know?
So the tours last, I believe, from mid-August until just after Halloween, and you can buy a ticket. It's about, I think I paid $60. They have discounts for everything, though. And it's a 75-minute tour. It starts, I believe, in like the afternoon if you want to do a daylight tour. And then it goes all the way until 11. Of course, I had to do the 11 o'clock tour at night, so that was a lot of fun. So
okay,
and well, it's much cheaper than staying at the hotel, but if you really want to hunt, apparently staying at the hotel is just ridiculous. You hear stuff all night. If you're on the fourth floor, you can hear stuff going on above you. There's no floor up there. You can hear chairs moving, talking, footsteps. They claim, you know, like one of the housekeepers go around. If you're a single male staying in a room, apparently in one of the rooms, your room is always all messed up every time you come in, even if you've like folded your clothes and, you know, you made your bed up nice and all that kind of stuff. It's always a disaster because apparently this woman who died doesn't like, single males in that room. But if you're a female guest, then everything is fine. Everything's put away for you.
Tanae, we pulled up the picture. Can you see in the background?
I know. I just don't want to look at it.
We zoomed in on one of the pictures, and it does appear as if there's a woman, not a very happy woman.
Okay, I could see that it's a face, but at the same time, this is a blurry photo. I can also see that this is just more of her jacket and her messy hair. I see both of those as a
face. Oh, and Luke, thank you.
I feel like this one.
That looks staged to me. Because that doesn't match any of the others.
Were taken by the guests, and as soon as you see something, they kind of like, not they don't demand it, but they ask you to send it directly to your tour guide, and then the tour guides all share the photos, and then that's where I got all these photos from, was one of the tour guides. So
all right, Jonathan, thank you so much for scaring the bejesus out of us. That's crazy stuff.
I feel like we could do a whole scare guy episode of just sharing like personal ghost stories, because this just reminds me of like Yep. So many circumstances of things that like have happened to like me, or like I have ghost stories that my grandmother told me about stuff that happened to her that's really creepy. And I'm just spitballing that for future scare guy this Halloween season. Just talking about ghost stories. Oh, people could send in ghost stories and we could read them live. That's another idea.
That would be, what if we had a special ghost story night? I know that George Norrie or the show Up All Night, right, Coast to Coast, they used to do ghost story nights, which was really cool. Mm, hey, Luke, help me be cool. Looking. So if you see Carrie, pop in. Let's make sure we add her to the podcast. All right. I just want to, after that little spooky thing, I just wanted to share something really quick. That's happened at my back porch. This is my little, but this, and listen, actually, this is Luke's buddy. This is Squints, the squirrel. And wait a second, Squints, I was trying to get her more interested in that pumpkin, but all she was caring about was that peanut at that time. So there's no other reason for showing that except for I was just trying to like diffuse the spooky moment for a second. All right. And this we can talk. That's a pumpkin on the back porch, and Squints has made quick time of that pumpkin.
So Squints likes real pumpkins, not the fake ones.
Yeah, not the fake ones, but yeah. But anyways, so we're going to go ahead and give a little bitty preview of a little bit some of the stuff that's coming up. One more thing. I do want to share one more thing. You always know it's Halloween when, and we don't have to, if we can talk through this. This right here is always that we're watching a video. A sign of Halloween is when the Spirit Halloween stores start. And we're not going to watch this whole thing because it's about 4 or 5 minutes long. But
have they already got space in like Buckingham Palace now, don't they?
Do they really?
It was a joke, Chip.
That's awful. Have you guys been in the spirit stores?
Who hasn't?
Of course. It's kind of cool. This has become like an institution across the country. Every empty building in every city becomes a Halloween superstore during the months of September and October. There's actually a movie coming out this year based on people who spend the night inside a spirit Halloween store, and the store comes alive, which sounds awesome.
Is Ben Stiller in it?
Oh, you think he would be, you know. Oh, wait. This right here, we're looking. I was pulled over. Of course, they have all the Welcome to Haddonfield Halloween stuff. I tell you what, Michael Myers is having a day this year with the movie Halloween Ends getting ready to start. Look at this crazy monkey up here.
And Jim got one of everything here.
I kind of almost did, but anyways, that's on our Instagram.
So they're saying in 2015. Spirit Halloween raked in $400 million in sales. Just throwing that out there.
Jeez.
So, yeah.
It's all
a holiday and create a store, Labor Day store, you know?
All right, let's make our own store, guys.
But look,
make our millions.
This is Vaughn's, my local grocery store. Look at, we're looking at pictures of a big Halloween display inside the grocery store. This is what I love, the fact when you start seeing the fall pumpkins and gourds and everything. But this is how I know that
$1.99 plus $1.49 plus $2.99.
I know. This is me down at Disneyland during Halloween time. And this was last, like 2 weeks ago. Disney started early. As soon as September hit, actually, I think they even started in August this year.
It was September 2nd.
What's up?
September 2nd was the day that it started, because that was the day we went to Disneyland and it was their first day of Halloween.
Crazy.
We could have had a good drinking game on this. Every time you see Jim with a pumpkin, you have to take a drink.
That'll get you drunk.
Feeling good right about now.
So we are going to give us a little preview of some events that are coming up. A lot of these are Southern California, such as Halloween Horror Nights Hollywood. It kicked off on September 8th, and it continues on select nights October 30 through October 30th, 2022. They're going to have 8 mazes or haunted. Wait, in Orlando, they call it houses. Out here, they call it mazes, or it's the other way around. I think it's in Orlando, they call it mazes. Out here, we call them houses.
Yeah, they're houses out here.
And let me see if I can get my Spanish going. La Llorona. The Weeping Woman is one of the houses. Universal Horror Hotel is going to be there. Scarecrow, The Reaping, MGM is coming back with Killer Clowns from Outer Space. The Horrors of Blumhouse is going to be there, and it's going to be featuring Jordan Peterson's Nope, which I just saw this past week, and Us. Universal Monsters Legends Collide. From what I hear, this has been the busiest of the haunted houses so far. Everybody wants to see it. Of course, they're doing a tribute to the original 1978 Halloween. And, you know, Halloween's having a big this year. It's ending. Halloween Kills is this. Yeah, Halloween Ends is this year. And then perhaps the weirdest house, The Weeknd, the performer, The Weeknd, After Hours Nightmare. So that's the eight houses that they're going to have. And then they're going to have three scare zones. And big this year, they have brought back the Terror Tram. Oh, wait. This says that Nope and Us are being featured down on the Terror Tram. So I wonder what... Oh, yeah, I was wrong. The Blumhouse is going to feature some of their newer stuff, like the phone. What's the phone movie? The Black Phone. Yep. And this is going to kind of this is kind of cool. For the first time ever, the Death Eaters, a group of Voldemort's most devoted and dark followers, are roaming Hogsmeade Village during Halloween Horror Nights in Hollywood. The reason that's significant is usually the Harry Potter sections are never open. So that's kind of cool. That's kind of a cool thing. All right. Danae, have you been to Halloween Horror Nights out here?
I haven't been to any. I was telling Jonathan before we started, my roommate has tried to scare me before, and she's gotten like a shoe thrown in her face. I don't trust myself to not hurt an actor if I go to a haunted house. I'd have to do like the tram and just where I can't touch anybody.
Well, the way the tram works though, Danae, the tram, you get on the tram, it drives you way to the back, out to the back lot, the woods, and it makes you get out.
Yeah,
and
you have to get out.
Then you walk through the woods. Yeah.
Or I'd have to walk with like somebody on either side of me holding my hands to make sure I don't just up and like smack somebody. Because I'm all fight. Like I don't run. I slap and scream and run.
We could put you in mittens, like tied together or something.
Mittens don't stop you from throwing a punch, Luke, okay?
Jonathan, you've been here, right? By the way, we're coming to you from Hollywood. So you've been to the Hollywood version of Hollywood Horror Nights, right?
Yeah, that was I've been three times, but that Rest in Peace Tour time was my favorite. And of course, I know you guys don't want to talk about it, but my favorite is The Walking Dead. I'm sorry.
Why don't we want to talk? I love Walking Dead.
Oh, well, I mean, I've listened to the show before, and it's always a contentious, you know, thing. Like, oh, no, here we go.
Walking Dead was so cool until it ended, like, 5 years ago.
I want to get back into it, actually.
I'm ready for the end year upcoming. Yeah. So, well, yeah, I love it. Yeah, I love Halloween Horror Nights. I love the tram. I love that it's getting colder at this time out there. Out here in Denver, obviously, it's getting down to the 40s already, so it's not that cold, which is nice. But, I love Halloween Horror Nights out there.
We just got done with a week that was averaging like between 105 to 107 in all of Los Angeles. It was not a pleasant week. But
my AC was broken.
But, Jonathan, the thing is, the Walking Dead, this is... Did they end last year? They're not there anymore. That was a permanent attraction they had. They just
opened
during Hollywood Horror Nights. But now it's what is it that's taken the place? One of these attractions is taking its place. I think it's actually The Weeknd is taking its place. No, I take that back. It's the hotel. Which one? Universal Horror Hotel.
No pressure, Jim.
Universal Horror Hotel looks pretty good. Oh, I just do want to call this out. My wonderful mom knows how much I love Charlie Brown's. It's the Great Pumpkin.
Yep, there's Jim with pumpkins. Drink.
There's the pumpkins, and look at the hat. I am a great pumpkin believer. So, these are gifts from my mom. She knows how much I enjoy these. Stop.
He's also a Bieber believer.
Okay, so
I got another special guest here. Introduce. I got my little girl Audrey. Oh, she's already freaking out
from the Stanley Hotel. Brought her back from there.
Yep. Fox.
No, Shiba Inu. And she is possessed a lot. So yeah, it makes sense.
All right. So we can't talk about the Hollywood version. By the way, the Hollywood version, usually not every year, for the past few years, me and Luke and some of the folks, we've been able to go to both versions, the Hollywood and the Orlando version. I think we all have to go to a wedding in November. So that's taking up our flying to Florida money right there. So I think we're going to be missing. I'm really sad. We're missing the Orlando version, because this is the 31st year of the Orlando version, which means they're celebrating since October 31st is Halloween. It's all things Halloween. You know, sometimes they go really heavy on different themes. Like last year was the 30th anniversary. So they did like all the monsters from the past. This year it's Halloween, which means they have a whole lot of freaking pumpkins this year. I can't say I'm not going to find my way to Orlando perhaps this next couple of months. But anyways, so here's Orlando. Before we move to Orlando, Jonathan, can I ask you?
Mm-hmm. You mentioned pumpkins again, so Danae had to go get another drink.
Oh, so Jonathan, could you tell us the RIP tour? Can you describe that to us?
Yeah, so the RIP tour was amazing. Basically, when I went, this was back in 2017 when I did the RIP tour, you start off with like a 4-star chef, like buffet, I guess. Yep. So they lead you, they take you upstairs. You're in this room with all like the Emmys of all the shows that they've done. And then eventually they take you downstairs to like the eating area. You get, I believe at the time it was like 2 adult beverages, you know, included and mm-hmm. in all this stuff. I think it was just like, you know, cans of beer and stuff like that. And then they cook you food and it's a buffet. So it's really fun. And then right after that, then you get in with your tour guide and you take off on the tour, and it actually gets you into every single house before the front of the line passes even. So they go around literally everyone, and then you get shot through the house. And then afterwards you have front of the line passes the rest of the night. So it just assures you that you're going to be able to go through all the houses.
That's very cool.
Which is great. Yeah.
So let me see. Is Danae's not back yet? So just real quick, here are the different ticket price. You have your general admission ticket, which is not super cheap, but on some nights you can save up to $40. You have your Halloween Horror Nights after 2 p.m. ticket, which is probably which includes a little bit of the park. You can go, it gives you access to the park and Halloween Horror Nights. You can get express access, you know, front of the line. There's Halloween Horror Nights Universal Express, Universal Express Unlimited, and there's the Halloween Horror Nights after 2 p.m. night Universal Express. But there's one pass that everybody's talking about. That is the Halloween Horror Nights Frequent Fear Pass. And of course, the Halloween Horror Nights Ultimate Fear Pass. The Frequent Fear, I think it's every night except for weekends. And the Ultimate Fear Pass is every night. So in other words, if you are a glutton for punishment or Halloween Horror Nights.
I think John just got attacked by a werewolf.
I know. All right. So let's compare that real quick. And then after this, I think Carrie is going to be joining us. Let's compare that real quick to Cheeseman, if you can. I'm going to pull it up and go through it a little bit. Universal. Luke, if you were to tell us the big difference between Hollywood Horror Nights Hollywood and Hollywood Horror Nights Orlando, what's the difference?
Well, it seems like they do more original mazes or houses or whatever you want to call them at the Orlando location. The nice thing about the Orlando one, they also have, you know, the big water pond kind of in the middle. So a lot of the stuff kind of circles around. So it's a little easier to navigate overall, where there's stuff kind of, you know, in the upper part of the back lot and all kind of over the place in the Hollywood one. But it's a little easier to kind of navigate. And and the scare zones, you know, kind of like connect each kind of area and stuff. So everything's just a little, it's a different kind of layout. And requires more escalators and stuff like that with the Hollywood one, but they're both kind of unique in their own way. But and there's a lot more drink spots in the Orlando one as well. Like pretty much, well, the Hollywood one used to have more, but they're kind of getting back to it a little bit. But there's limited spots where you can get drinks, kind of in between going in the different mazes and houses. But in Orlando, you know, I think they even like sell them in line, or the little kind of like the pouches where the blood things that are kind
of. Well, it's a different audience. Cause remember we asked, I asked one time, cause my first Hollywood, they stopped their Hollywood Horror Nights event for a number of years. They shut it down. I guess it wasn't popular, or I think they kind of were having some problems with fights. And so when they came back, there was no alcohol allowed. Like you couldn't take any alcohol into the park. And then like the it's next year,
of Danae, she hit too many people.
And then they did bring it back slowly. And I asked him, I said, why is it that in Orlando you have alcohol for sale like every 10 feet, it seems like, but here in Los Angeles, it's hard to, there's, it's not for sale. And they were just really honest. They said, it's a different crowd. They said the LA crowd for a time couldn't handle it. I was like, wow, that's kind of crazy, but they're back to full alcohol now. Let's just say that they are not going to be missing out on that much longer. Here are the haunted houses that are going to be in Orlando. They have 10. They do have the blessing of space. The Orlando theme park has more space. They kind of go way out into the, they're not up on a mountaintop like the or the one here in Hollywood. So here's their houses. Spirits of the Coven, Bugs Eaten Alive. You know exactly what that's going to be about. Fiesta de Chupacabras, Hellblock Horror, Dead Man's Pier, Winter's Wake. That's going to be over there in the old Jaws section, Luke. They're turning that into a haunted pier. Descendants of Destruction. They're going to also be having The Weeknd, After Hours Nightmare, the same thing they have out here. They will also be having The Horrors of Blumhouse. They will also be having Halloween, a tribute to 1978. And they will also be having Universal Monsters Legends Collide. So they are sharing some sharing some talent across across the continent. And then their scare zones, Horrors of Halloween, which I would love to see that one. Scarecrow Cursed Soil, which is a scarecrow. Apparently, there's a lot of pumpkins in that one, too. I should stop saying pumpkins. Sweet Revenge.
Drink.
Graveyard Deadly Unrest and Conjure the Dark. So that is what the scare zones will be looking like. We are going to try to get some insight. We'll do some reviews of we are going to go visit, and we will be posting on social media, but we'll also be having a podcast talking about the Halloween Horror Nights after we get done with them. Danae, would you go with us this year if we went?
Maybe.
We each have to hold our hand on each side, she said.
If I could get a couple of people to like hold me back, I don't know. Just we'll bring my brother along and he can just keep me in like a lock position, his arms around mine.
You can hold a foster twin in each hand.
I'll just swing the twins.
Yeah.
Use them as a weapon.
So let me see. What is this? We have a comment from a Mr. Patrick Joseph Rieger.
He has a computer.
Patrick, we are just so impressed that, wow. Hey, Patty, we'll take Patrick with us this year. And Patrick Joseph Rieger is one of our best friends. He's a musician here and an actor here in L.A. Patrick actually is taking part in something we were going to talk about a little bit later, but I'll just talk about it real quick. It's called Witch. It's an original immersive experience based on the true story of the Pendle Witch Trials of 1612. It's up there in the Heritage Square section of Pasadena. You know where those old Victorian houses, one of the scariest spots. It's beautiful, beautiful houses up there. You can experience a sleepy town's descent into madness as the people of Pendle are led to see witches in every shadow and every stray dog is a familiar spirit. Prepare to be separated from the people you came with, which freaks people out, I think, and have a unique experience as you meet the quote-unquote witches and inquisitors of the haunted forest of Pendle. Risk getting accused of witchcraft, encounter performers one-on-one, traverse the world of a haunted mausoleum and an abandoned chapel that is going on weekends and select nights now through, I think, November 5th. And Patrick, hopefully we will get to go up there and see it with you. Basically, it's very immersive. You're walking around in this neighborhood of old houses experiencing a witch trial or the madness and the hysteria of witch trials. Something that I find very relevant to today. But anyways, we won't talk about that right now. All right. So Let's go a little bit. I want Danae to tell me something she's excited. We have some more events coming up, and when Carrie gets on, we will jump into Not Scary Farm. But Danae, you are excited about something coming up this fall. Why don't you tell us about it?
It's Halloween season. It's Halloween season. I always get excited for just scary movies during Halloween. I remember last year, my roommate and I, just every Saturday, we would just tell all of our friends, like, hey, we're watching this scary movie, followed by this Abbott and Costello movie. And we just had the best time with, like, people coming over and watching just the scariest stuff, whether it was old or new, and then following it up with Abbott and Costello chasing some monsters around.
Yep.
I love doing all of that. So I'm very much, like, a scary movie fan, as long as it's quality. Like, I really loved Haunting of Hill House. And if I know something is going to be good because it's made by someone I respect, I will watch it. This year, I am so excited for Cabinet of Curiosities, created by Guillermo del Toro. It looks like it's going to be awesome. The whole thing is going to be on Netflix. So the cool thing is, the first two episodes, I'm pretty sure, there he is. Guillermo del Toro behind it, just looking very Alfred Hitchcock in that picture. I love it. So the first two episodes are going to be airing October 25th, and then it's going to be like every night after that, another two episodes are coming out. And it's like, I was just on IMDb scrolling through some of the cast lists, and it is so cool. If I can get my phone to work to pull up the list, I'll tell you guys about it. Because we've got people like Andrew Lincoln, DJ Quayle, who you guys might remember from Supernatural.
Yeah, we just hear ghost footsteps.
That was my hand on my desk. I mean, no, it was Lucy. She's the Forest. Ben Barnes, Rupert Grint. I can't make my phone work because I'm 90 years old.
Flip phone, like Patrick.
Yeah, it's a flip phone that I'm using to get on IMDb. Tim Blake, just all these cool people. Eric Andre is going to be in one, apparently.
That's awesome.
Yeah, like the list goes on and on, and it sounds like every episode is going to be its own individual story. And they've released a teaser trailer with some stuff that looks very cool. Some of it does look like it's going to be kind of gruesome, if that's your thing. I am so excited for this thing to drop. And yeah, at the end of October, I'll probably be on Netflix every night watching new episodes and then following it up with Abbott and Costello so that I can sleep.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Look, is it the same Abbott and Costello you watch, or do you watch like different movies of theirs?
So Alexa, my roommate's got this great collection of like Abbott and Costello meet different monsters. There's like Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein, Abbott and Costello meet the Invisible Man, Abbott and Costello meet the Mummy. So we had a lot of fun watching
more than one. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. There's a bunch of them, and I don't think we even watched all of them either.
What? I love those things.
Yeah, and then so we had, like, we watched Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds one night and followed it with, like, Rosemary's Baby. And then we watched, you know, Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein. And it was really the best time. Like, that's one of my favorite Halloween things, activities, if we're talking about, you know, what we enjoy doing every year, is just getting together with friends with really great snacks, turning on only colored lights, like the orange and the yellows and the greens, and watching the scary movies. That's what I'm looking forward to. Yeah.
Fantastic. All right. Since we're talking about that, we do have some more events to talk about. But speaking of movies or TV specials, let's talk real quick. One of my favorite things growing up was always the TV specials, the special Halloween specials that were coming on. And of course, I mean, I guess it's scroll. I guess it's nobody's big surprise that there's one that always stands out that I'm always looking for. That is, of course, the Charlie Brown Halloween special. But alas, in 2020, a very terrible thing happened. Apple bought it, the rights to this, and now it only shows on Apple Plus, of which I do subscribe to Apple Plus. But the same thing with all their specials, the Christmas special, the Thanksgiving special. It used to be this thing. Danae, did you have to turn your air conditioner off?
Yeah. My classy, ancient fan. I was trying to hold it like off camera and still get a breeze. Sorry.
But last year, PBS and PBS Kids, they secured the rights to air It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown on television. PBS. PBS, it's fine. It's got some interesting stuff. It had the great what's his name? Ernest Hemingway documentary by Burns. He's got some great stuff, but I got to say, not as many, it's not as accessible, you know, for, I just miss the, you know, the CBS special presentation of Charlie Brown sponsored by Peppermint Patties. Anyways, so it looks like it's going to be back on Apple TV Plus this year. And it looks like PBS and PBS Kids will also come to the same agreement for this holiday season. As soon as we find out, I will definitely let everybody know. That being said, I own it, so I will be watching it very soon. I love that show. I'm just kind of sad that it's falling out of the regular broadcast schedule for the networks. But that being said, here's some other shows that you can look forward to. And this is kind of in this year. I don't know if there's anyone here who is a fan of the original Hocus Pocus.
Of course.
Anyone? Yeah. The Sanderson sisters are back in Hocus Pocus 2 that is coming on Disney Plus this year. On Screambox, there's Terrifier 2. Do you guys remember the movie Terrifier, which had one of the most disgusting scenes I've ever seen in my life when he sawed that woman in half?
Yeah.
That was awful. Anyways. How on AMC, on the AMC network, Fear Fest 2022 comes on this year. It's going to have Interview with a Vampire plus all the Halloween movies, which is going to be cool. So AMC, once you hit October, it's nothing but horror movies, which is awesome. Disney Channel is starting Monstrober. You know, get it? October Monsters, Monstrober. Sci-Fi Channel is starting their 31 Days of Halloween, a long-running tradition with them. Freeform is doing 31 Days of Halloween. Shudder is in the middle of their 61 Days of Halloween. And since we're not talking a lot about the movies right now, but since it is streaming on Peacock, Halloween Ends, the final Jamie Lee Curtis, Laurie Strode involvement with the Michael Myers series is going to be streaming on Peacock the same day that it comes out in movie theaters. I think that's October 14th. So, which I think is a stupid thing. I wish they'd just leave it in theaters. And we are definitely going to cover that movie very closely, very bigly. And even though I have very low expectations, Cheeseman, what do you think? I mean, we talked about this with Natalie when she was on, but what do you think?
I was just reading this.
Patrick, I know I just had to go in and cancel it. So Patrick was at my house and charged the PBS channel to my credit card. No, it was interesting. It was interesting. It is what it is. Oh, wait. Amanda. Hello. Wait, Amanda, actually, her birthday is finally this week. Happy birthday, Amanda. She has an awesome birthday party this weekend just for special people. Anyways, Amanda, happy birthday. Where is Brad tonight to finally wish her happy birthday on her birthday? Guys, we have a very special guest who's going to be joining us right now. This is Carrie Lane. We are so excited to see you.
There we go. I like this framing. I was like trying to adjust of how, what is my space of the.
Hey, Carrie, give us a quick introduction to yourselves and just reacquaint yourself with the Scare Guy crews.
Yes, very happy to be here. I actually just came from my anime show. So if you go follow me online, you'll find links to that. And we talk about anime every Monday night. Super happy to be here with the Scare Guy because I love all stuff horror content related, horror movies and theme parks. It's already, you know, spooky season, which feels super exciting. So I'm glad to be here.
Isn't it crazy? Hey, Carrie, I do have to say thank you because a couple weeks back, Carrie and Luke both shared a birthday weekend.
Yes.
We were able to stop by and see Carrie, and Carrie sent something really special. This is kind of cool.
So say you're showing your address there. You might want to turn that around.
Oh, let me.
Yeah. But nobody pause there.
No, but like Carrie is a big fan of anime and a big fan of all things. Let me make Luke. Can you make me full screen?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Just. And she sent some really cool Japanese candy and different things. Hope you enjoy these Japanese candies. I will. I don't know what it. Oh, but look at this. It's a Japanese Kit Kat bar.
Oh, that's cool.
There's a bunch of. And, oh, that's awesome. I don't know what flavor.
It's your Halloween candy early.
This is awesome.
That's cheesecake.
What? Cheesecake Kit Kat?
Cheesecake. Yes. Okay, cheese, yeah, cheesecake. Oh. This one is.
That one's wheat.
Oh, that's wheat.
Yeah, it's really good though.
And this
kind
right
of like
here,
a white chocolatey.
This looks like a worm inside there. Well, or rat. I don't know what that
looks
is.
Looks like it's a hand. It's a hand and it's curled.
Oh, that is a hand.
It's your spooky right. candy already.
This and this is GABA. GABA or
and that one's soda flavored.
Soda. Ooh. All right. I'm looking forward to it. Thank Mom, you. Gary.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, you're welcome.
I will definitely enjoy those. There we go. Cool. Anyways, thank you, Carrie, for that. Carrie, so we were just talking about.
Say, where are y'all now?
We got done with the Halloween Horror Nights, and we got done with a special immersive experience called Witch, which is going to be happening. We talked about our TV specials, but since we're talking about candy, real quick, I just wanted to say, according to a survey that was published in New York Post, here's where the best places to get your candy this year, because apparently they're having a Halloween candy shortage. Of course, Amazon, which for $18, you can get a variety pack of 260 pieces of Musketeer, Starburst, Snickers. Target, I've looked at Target, and they still have some candy, but apparently they have a Hershey's Reese's Almond Joy Kit Kat and York assortment bag for $11, which is very cool. Sam's Club, which we don't have a lot of Sam's Clubs out here in California. It's more of an East Coast thing, but they have the Hershey Factory Favorites. This is the top five, by the way, that comes with two variations of Hershey Bar, Kit Kats, Reese's, and Whoppers. We also think the Reese's Milk Chocolate Peanut Butter Cups crate, a crate for $53 is cool. And, of course, Walmart. You can get a five-pound bag of Halloween candy for $49. They also have a bulk Halloween candy for has 1,000 pieces for $35. And most, I don't know if everyone is familiar with, and Carrie, you probably heard of it, the Oriental Trading Company.
Yes. I feel that's like cost plus kind of a store.
Yeah. They have 275 piece candy assortment for $20, or what they are calling the Carnival of Candy assortment, which is more candy than you know what to do with for $90.
I feel the last one of those I went to was like in Inland Empire area that I was like, I haven't seen one of those in a while. Also, I would say my Halloween shout out, because you've already passed it, but shout out to Not Scary Farm. That's my.
No, we're going back. We're going back.
Oh, you're going back. Oh, okay.
We saved that for you because you are the expert. So we have been talking about a few different things. We mainly talked about Halloween Horror Nights because that's a biggie and that those have started. But Carrie, can you take us through a little bit of Knott's Berry Farm? Because I just am remembering, I've never been to Knott's Scary Farm unless Carrie was there. She's
okay. I was about to say, I'm like, don't forget that we all gone together. But yes, together. Yes,
we killed zombies together, Jim.
Oh, I know. Right. You know, the thing that I like about Knott's Scary Farm, they're not Universal. They're always struggling to and they get criticized for it. Oh, you've done that. That maze before, you've done that before. Not Scary Farm, they have some favorites that they bring back year after year and they just improve them a little bit. And it's not always this thing of like, oh, it's something we've seen before. People look forward to it. They look forward to their favorite mazes. Can you tell us a little bit about Not Scary Farm?
Yes, I was gonna say, should I pull from the sheet too and then personal experience? Sure. Yay, okay, well, I like this. So because I was like, I can't remember when it started, but looking on here, first Halloween haunt event in 1973. So that is quite the track record. So it's a separate ticket event. So you can't really go during the daytime and then stay for the nighttime. Then they are Thursday through Sunday. And then, yes, there's a Wednesday and a Halloween Monday. So that's cool. And they're later in this month. So they're September 22nd through October 31st. And it looks like two new confirmed mazes. One more than we had from last year, and seven returning mazes, and kind of like that recurring nightmare you can't escape. Some new horrors and effects. So let me see. New ones. I'm excited too because I'm like, ooh, what are they? Grimoire. All right. Bloodline 1842. I'm guessing that's going to be a vampire maze.
Yeah.
Okay, Mesmer, Sideshow of the Mind. I really like that one. So so side note one, I am biased because I worked at Not Scary Farm and for 3 years I was at Club Blood. So if you remember that maze, it was super fun. But prior to that, I've been going to Not Scary Farm since 2004 or 2005 every year.
Wow.
So yes, I've gone for a long time, but so it's fun
since
to see how it changes.
Three.
Huh? Since I was three. Yes. So Mesmer, I will say for that one, I really liked it because I felt it physically affects you because there are optical illusion effects when you walk through that maze. So that's where they did, if you've been there before, they did a Harry Houdini maze. So it's that one in the back. So like the boardwalk, and it's by the big roller coaster in the back. So that's where that one is. It was also Shadowlands, which was kind of the samurai one. So the sideshow, it goes up really high, which I like that because that's my one complaint about Universal. Some of their mazes are around the same height everywhere. But this one, I like that it goes up. There's other parts where like you have to adjust how you walk through it. The ground moves and everything. So that one's highly recommend. Go to that one first.
Which one is that one?
So that one's the Mesmer. So that's in the back.
Awesome.
Also,
I remember that.
Secret insider tip, generally go to the furthest first because everybody goes to the closest ones first. Insider tip, I would say. Origin Curse of Calico, that one also they did a lot of multimedia effects, which is really cool in terms of they had videos playing that was part of the experience walking through the maze. So that one's a really good one. Waxworks is a really like good body horror and like icky and gross fun one. Depths is just kind of weird.
That's the water one, right?
Yep, that's the water one. When you come in, and if you went to the left, they do 3 to 4 over there. So that's also a good way to go, is you just knock out a few ones at
they
one.
I like that section right there. They have them all like facing each other. Yeah.
Yep. Which also is Dark Entities. That one's the one that's an alien one. That one also has some pretty cool like visual effects. Dark Ride. That's a haunted theme park one. That one
I love that one.
In the middle. That one's a really fun one too. And Pumpkin Eater, which
my favorite.
That one's right when you come inside and go to the right away. That
I
one,
like
that
when you're going through the pumpkin inside. What's that like? Mm-hmm.
Is that where you're going through like actual the pumpkin and there's the seeds?
Yeah, and there's like parts where you feel like you smell it too.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are I'm excited. I'm like, that's a good list. Those are some really fun ones that they're clearly they worked because they came back.
Right. And so Carrie, and this is also a park where they have a lot of you roller skate and you skate and you slide the sliders.
Have sliders there. That one is like where I felt I first saw them. There, I didn't feel there were maybe as many this last year, but maybe there's more now because of lenience of how close you want to get to people.
Oh yeah.
But that's part of an experience as well. Cause I think what Knott's does uniquely is the ghost town area is so full of the smoke.
Yeah.
It really is like you just keep walking though. Don't like if you walk weird, you're going to bump into something. So just walk normal. You'll be able to see. But that's when the sliders come through. And that's just exciting to see the lights because it's the sparks from the knee pads and the gloves and everything. So don't worry, they won't hit you. So
yeah, I was going to say the one thing that ghost town area is probably one of the best themed Hollywood experiences I've ever been at. Like, I just remember, I just wanted to sit there and stare. You're on a movie set almost. It's just beautiful.
Yeah. You're in the world.
Yeah.
They also have multiple shows at Knott, so you can plan out your evening. I do recommend that. Like, do a couple mazes, sit and watch a show, repeat, because otherwise it's pretty exhausting just walking a lot. I don't know. We'll see what the shows are for this year.
They have a puppet show this year.
Oh, Pop It Up is back. Yeah. That one's a fun one. That one's like improv adult humor, especially the later in the night. So that's the other thing too. If you want more raunchy or crass humor later in the evening, they do more.
Adult.
Yes.
But they've stopped doing the hanging. And
yes, that one. But I will say I like that area is now converted to all benches, so it's somewhere you can go sit to eat, which is nice because there's not a lot of seating areas per se, but they have live music.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
So they had like a band performing, so and like themed, you know, it's not just like regular music, but It was a rock band. I don't remember who they were last year, but that was kind of nice to walk by and be like, whoa, what's that? And like, that's different. So I like that they filled it with something.
Yep. And a lot of the attractions are still open as well. The roller coasters and whatnot.
But don't ride the rides. Why? You can go anytime for that. Or at least do that last.
Jim always needs at least one roller coaster.
When I go to Orlando, there's the Rip Rockin' roller coaster. I have to ride it every year. Otherwise, I have a complete meltdown. But, you know, whatever. Out here in Hollywood, I don't think there's a must-ride ride, I think.
I'd forget the name of it, but it's like Bullet or something. But it's the one that's in the back at Knott's. And I highly recommend it's worth sitting in the front seat to go up and over. Because it really is a... Oh shit. Like,
yep.
That one's really good.
Jonathan, have you ever been?
Yeah, I've been to Knott's Berry Farm. I don't know if I went to the Knott's Scary Farm. I used to basically go from Halloween Horror Nights, and then the next night I would go up to Six Flags and do that. The
Fright Fest. Yeah.
Something. I've never done that one.
So, Carrie, have you met Jonathan? I think this might be the first time you guys are...
I don't think so. Here, it's funny. It's backwards. I'm looking at you over here, but you're over there.
He was. He came on tonight because he went through the Stanley Hotel and did a tour and took us on a photo montage tour of the famous haunted Stanley Hotel. And then showed us some of the ghostly pictures from the Stanley Hotel. It was really cool. But anyway, hey, does anyone have any questions about Not Scary, because Carrie can probably answer them.
I'll just say that they do such a unique job on, like we mentioned, it's different than Halloween Horror Nights because there's so much just like pop in, pop out, flashing light, loud noises. But this one does some original things. I don't know if COVID's affected stuff over the years, but like you'd have guns, you could shoot at zombies, you'd have flashlights that flicker on and off, and they do.
Oh,
some
that was awesome.
That was a good one. They haven't had that one in a while, but they've done the laser tag idea a couple times over the years. And yeah, I like the variety in mazes of route.
Yeah.
Because that's the other thing, some theme parks, it's the basic same route. But this one, I like that there's different ways to go through, though. Mirror Mirror was a really bad maze. I'm sorry, Knott's. That was a stupid maze.
What was the maze where you walk? They're telling you a ghost story, and then the screaming ghost comes flying over your head.
Yes, that is the. I want to say that was Paranormal Identity or something. That one's gone. So that's maybe where Grimoire or the New Blood or I was like, where'd that go?
Bloodline.
That's probably where that one is replacing. So I was trying to think, I'm like, what's missing that where that would be? Oh, the other thing too, I don't see it listed, but it might not be listed because it's not really a maze. So they have by the water ride, the water raft ride. So if you like going toward the back left corner, this is one of those things that like you live there. So you don't know the street names, but you're like that way by the big tree. There's a normally it's like this Native American lodge and they do a story and it's like visual projections and real people. So they did do a thing last year where it was set in the 80s and it was new technology and they had like a Book of the Dead and we're calling the spirits. So that's kind of a fun sit and watch a thing for a minute that, you know, nothing really comes in where you're seated, but it's another kind of a show. But it's the same show every time. Yeah.
Cool.
You can tell I've gone a few times.
Carrie is like the best guide ever. Like it was so great because we would go in and I remember I had my map and she goes, what are you doing? Just follow me. And we just all followed Carrie and she took us like, we're going here, we're doing this. And she got us through every single maze of the night. And it was a busy night.
Do they have like a fast pass or is it?
They do. They have a fast pass kind of ticket option. I mean, obviously everybody has their own kind of a schedule of when you can go, but I do more recommend like Thursdays and Sundays are better because they're just less crowded. I mean, Friday, Saturday, you're probably going to have lines, but in my experience of going on either a Thursday or a Sunday, I saw every single show and I went through every single maze at least once. So it's like, get there early too, because that was the other thing too I'd say for people is you can get there early, like before it opens they let you kind of in the front area and they have a rope up so by the pumpkin one, so it's kind of partially there and you can go the other way towards Ghost Town. It's your choice, but like let's say they open that at like if the park opens at 7, sometimes they'll let you all the way in there at like 6 and 6:30. So then that way you can be a front, you can be a front of all, in front of all those people, and you kind of look back and you go, oh man, at least we're in front of all these people and get to something faster.
Cool, cool.
I'm relying on Jim and Luke when I fly out to you know.
I don't know. Did you guys pick a Knott's Day yet?
We have not picked a Knott's Day. We hit the court.
Maybe we'll have to do them the same weekend so Jonathan can double up.
Let's cool. do it. Let's do it.
Figure something out.
So, guys, we are going to speed through just kind of a list of some of these things. But as we do, if you have like some cool insights into it, please let me know. So, and for those of you listening, this is where we are going kind of heavy into Southern California. Well, I say that as soon as I bring up something from Florida. Hollow Scream San Diego and Busch Gardens in Tampa, Florida. That's their version of a theme park haunt, and it's a carnival of horrifying creatures. It starts September 16th and goes through October 13th. I have not been to that, but I really would like to. This next one I have been to quite a few times. Reign of Terror, the largest indoor walkthrough haunted house attraction in Southern California, starts September 24th, goes through November. Wow, they're going all the way to November 5th. It's out in Thousand Oaks. Cheeseman, I know you've been to it. Carrie, have you been to Reign of Terror?
Not yet. But where's that one you said?
Thousand Oaks.
No, sorry. Where what's the name?
Reign of Terror.
Yes.
That
one. I have not, but nice.
Cheeseman, what'd you think? You've been to Reign of Terror a few times.
Yeah, it's interesting how they do it because, I mean, they get so many props and things that are part of kind of the scare, so they don't have to have as many scare actors as most places do. I like kind of the, and it feels very kind of like traditional old school kind of haunted house too. Like they have, I think they had like different themes or different things. It's a big, long, like walking attraction. Like it takes longer than any other maze or house that you'll usually be in. And there's, yeah, so many different things happening. And again, like mechanical type stuff that jumps out and all that. So I think it's a lot of fun. And yeah, it's definitely the, there is sometimes a bit of a line, but if you go with a group of friends, it doesn't really seem to take too long. And there's some stuff nearby where you can grab, like, you know, coffee or something.
And it's a long maze. It's like takes over like an abandoned mall. It's huge. So that's really cool. Also, this one's new. I've not heard about this one before. It's here in Los Angeles. The Willows, a 2-hour immersive haunted house experience set within a sprawling early 20th century 10,000 square foot mansion. This is from the creators of Creep LA. It's Wednesdays through Sundays starting October 5th and goes through November 13th. I am super interested in this. I don't know. 2-hour immersive haunted experience. That's crazy. Wow. Here's one that's crazy. Have any of you been to the Haunted Car Wash Tunnel of Terror down in the OC? Creepy special effects and scary performances in a car wash. Select nights, October 6th through 31, Anaheim. I think this came about during COVID and they're just redoing it because it was a way for you could stay within your car safely away and, you know, you weren't interacting with anybody. This one is kind of cool. Sugar Mint Gallery. Carrie, have you been to the Sugar Mint Gallery? Out in South Pasadena is where they filmed the original 1978 John Carpenter's Halloween, and the Michael Myers house has been moved to a prominent spot right there on Main Street. What street is that? Not really sure. It's right there in South Pasadena on the back side of the Michael Myers house. There's a gallery and this lady, she kills it every year. This year, Welcome to Haddonfield 8, You Can't Kill the Boogeyman. It's an art gallery inspired by John Carpenter's Halloween, September 3rd. So it's already started through October 31st. It's on the back side of the Michael Myers house. I wish I had gone to the opening night because it's usually pretty cool too. Me and Cheeseman went 1 year when Luke was dressed up like Michael Myers and he was able to go in and people were taking his picture with them and everything. It was great. There's also the Hauntoween of 35,000 pumpkins. I'm going to try to make it up to this one up in Woodland Hills. This is something that's kind of cool. There is the Screamfest Horror Film Festival, October 11th through 20th in Los Angeles. Carrie, have you been to this? Oh, you're muted.
Yes, I have. There we go. I was like clicking.
I think you did some interviews for us.
Yes, I was going to say there's some scary guy interviews from that. I really liked it. It was at that time, because that was a few years ago. It's more of a petite festival. And I say that in a nice way, though, of like it's not overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You really feel you get to hang out with the filmmakers and talk to them. And I'd be curious where it is this year location wise. But before, I thought it was in a really cool like. There was kind of a hangout lobby area and a theater. And so, you know, you watch a movie with everybody, go outside, hang out, and then come back in and watch like another one. And it was just a nice hangout for the day of just watching horror movies.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
So I like that festival. That was a good one, or is a good one.
It is a good one. For those of you who want something free to do and get into the Halloween spirit, Halloween Club, which is down by Disneyland, they're having what they're calling their spook show. They've had it every year. It's a free, basically a Halloween festival. It's the 9th annual spook show. It's on Saturday, September 17th from 12 until 7. It's very cool. It says that they're going to be following all state and local COVID-19 guidelines. In other words, bring your mask just in case. The guidelines change from day to day sometimes. So whatever the guidelines in September will be enforced. Masks are suggested because there's a lot of people. And it's a lot of fun. It's a small Halloween festival. It's free, so which is kind of cool. And I'm going to list on our website the upcoming convention. So we're not going to go over those tonight. But I would like to make sure that I bring to the attention SoCalHauntList.com. If you get a chance, we will link to it. It's SoCal, S-O-C-A-L, HauntList.com. It's a list of all these haunted houses we're talking about. But since Southern California is kind of like the epicenter of home haunts, it lists so many home haunts. And I know that we've had so much fun going to some of these. Me, Luke, and Carrie have interviewed. What was the one over north of Glendale? That was such a great one.
Oh, it was like a Donnie Darko one.
Yeah.
Apache House.
Cool. Yeah, Opie Chibi House. I don't know if he's doing his house this year. I know he's going off
that
to college.
That was a really cool one.
Yeah. So, but if you want to see some really cool talent of home haunts, check out SoCalHauntList.com. And as we finish up here, John, could you tell us, you've been to Fright Fest. Tell us what you think. Six Flags Fright Fest.
Oh, I thought it was great. You know, if you're like Jim and myself, I guess we love to ride roller coasters all the time. So, and it's cool because they do a lot of like lights out roller coasters. I think I went to the last year where they did the wooden roller coaster. They roll it backwards with the lights off. And I don't think they do that anymore.
Oh, seriously? I didn't know they did stuff like that.
Yeah, it was really, really awesome. It was a good time. But if you're in Denver, like me, the Frightmare Compound is great, and City of the Dead is great. So is 13th Floor. And then if you're in Atlanta, where I spent some time, the Netherworld Haunted House, I think that was the only one I got to out there, but that one is pretty amazing too. So
I used to live close to Atlanta. They had one. It was one of those towers. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forget. But it was one of the catch was, if you can make it all the way through, you get your money back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I remember that one.
It was pretty extreme, though. Like, it was, you know, they have the levels of haunted houses, and this is the one where you have to sign a release waiver that they can touch you. They actually have one like that out here. I think it's called the 13th Floor, where it's much more expressive and in your face than, you know, like you go through Halloween Horror Nights, it's spooky and scary, but it's not going to make you, well, it might make you cry. Who knows?
Depends on who you are. I would say real quick though, for Fright Fest Universal here in Southern California, wear comfy shoes, because there are some mazes where you have to walk up a lot of a steep hill area and like back down and such. So wear your comfy shoes.
And this is just the beginning. Southern California, I know, is we are blessed with so many of these all across the country. They are. Jonathan, I would love to hear what's in your area. I know Jake's going to tell us if some from the Midwest. We're going to be filling you in on some of the Florida ones. So all across the country, we are in Halloween season. And Cheeseman, tell us about Griffith Park Haunted, L.A. Haunted Hayride.
Yeah, so that's nearby the Griffith Park area. We've done that before where they do a, you know, hayride where they have scare stuff going on. So you're literally in a hayride with, you know, groups of people, they filtered through pretty quickly. And yeah, you're going through and they literally have people coming up with the chainsaws and the different things. Nothing's dangerous. It's all safe. But and you go through, it's just certain like areas and stuff. But it was a lot of fun. Did that last year. That's happening again this year in the Griffith Park area. And there's also you can for additional, they have some haunted houses as well that you can go through, which we did last year, which was fun.
Kira,
and
you
got lost in one of them, right? But we did find our way out.
Yeah. I did. Oh, it was a maze.
Yeah. Like an actual maze. Right?
I do like that they're called mazes. They're not really, because it's just a walkthrough, which is fine. It's still cool. People still kind of can't figure out which way to go. No, I one year I haven't gone. I've only gone to the hayride one time, but I really like that they had the hayride and then they had like two haunt, like essentially mazes where one was a weird, creepy school and one was trick or treat where you went up to doors and knocked. And that was fun because either someone would run out at you or not, or they had candy. And that was really just a fun way to have it be interactive without it being too much. Yeah. So I thought that was really creative on their part of a way for you to, you know, be involved with it too.
Luke, it was pretty scary, Luke.
I mean, it was like the other one. I mean, I don't get too scared at these things, but, and they also had like a live stage with performers and different vendors. Mm-hmm.
Midnight Falls, stuff, the town of Midnight Falls. It's where it's always
there. She is Miss Midnight Falls. They had like a werewolf looking guy singing that.
Misty Austin says she's got tickets to that. She's trying to let go at cost or a little below. I can do a digital trend. Well, I think she's talking about that. So I don't want to do like digital transfers here, but so I love LA Haunted Hayride. I love it because it feels old school. I grew up going on hayrides around Halloween. I love the feeling of that. Your people jumping out at you at hayrides. The thing that was cool when at the Haunted Hayride, I've only been once, they had a merry-go-round made out of skeleton horses. Mm-hmm. I loved that. That was so cool. That was so cool. Let me just zoom through real quick to make sure we haven't missed anything. I think that is all we have for tonight. All we have for tonight. Yep. All right. So did I miss? Oh, there's one big one we just have to mention because every year it's been a tradition here in Southern California for years. It was the Queen Mary haunted attraction down in Long Beach, which because of some structural concerns with the Queen Mary herself, they're not doing the Queen Mary haunted attraction this year, but it's being replaced by something called Shacktoberfest. Shaq, the basketball player, is taking over Long Beach. He's going to have some sections called the Pumpkin Patch, the Shipwreck Graveyard, Dead Man's Wharf, and the Pirate's Cove. It looks like it's during the day, it's very family friendly, and at nighttime, it becomes very adult, including drinks and haunted mazes and stuff. So we will try to get down there. Maybe we can do that one as a group as well. But that looks, I don't know.
I miss the Queen Mary, so part of me is like, like Dark Harbor was so fun. I liked how they incorporated the ship. That I hope they can bring that back. I was sad they didn't have anything, but this is like, well, it's close. And I mean, it is nice to have family friendly events too, because I mean, obviously, there's those of us that are like, yes, give me the scary stuff. But you know, there could be other people that they want to take their kids, and they can't do that just yet. Not yet.
Well, I agree with you. This sounds bizarre to me. I'm going to give it a try.
I was going to say, wait, not on the list, but local promo. If y'all are, you know, since we're sharing Halloween events and representing small town, these gentlemen love Solvayn, and Solvayn does I hope they're doing it again this year, but they have a Scarecrow Fest in October.
Yep.
Where local businesses make scarecrows and put them out, and they can be themed to the business or just unique. And it's just fun to wander the downtown to find them and take pictures of them and, you know, enjoy the local. If you're over 21, you know, there's plenty of wine tasting as well. And Los Olivos does it too. So they have their own Scarecrow Fest. And those are just, yay.
Here's my bottle of Carhartt from Los Olivos right there.
So, did you see the Los Olivos scarecrows yet?
I
mean, not this year, but in the past?
I know that Solving has all the scarecrows. I didn't know Los Olivos did them as well.
Yes, they did it too. So that's a fun one. Just like if you're in Southern California and you haven't been, that's kind of a fun excuse to sample a local community. And, you know, just it's kind of a scavenger hunt too to find them. And you get a vote online which one you like the best and everything, or like best use of props or something like that. So there've been some really good ones before too.
And I'm going to tell you, Chaseman can attest, the solving area with the Los Olivos is one of my favorite spots in the entire world. I love it. I live here in Los Angeles, and I probably hit up there 4 to 5 times a year. I know me and Luke and some other friends, we went about 4 times in a matter of like 2 months earlier in the year, took the summer off. Carrie, we're coming back in October, so we will let you know when we get there. We're going to be doing all that stuff. We got some wine to pick up. I'm going up to Solvang, guys. I'm doing my pumpkin run. That's where I'm picking up my pumpkins this year, because Solvang Los Olivos has the best pumpkins. And you don't – out here in L.A., for a pumpkin this big, it's $75. There in Los Olivos, it's around $35. So go to Los Olivos or Solvang and get your pumpkins, get your wine, and check out the scarecrows. I think that's awesome. I think that's all we have time for tonight, guys. We will be posting links to everything. We have gone a little bit long, but thank you guys so much. We're so excited about Halloween. Carrie, where can people find – Danae's gone.
Cool. She's like, and I'm gone. I'm like, wait, hold on.
Carrie, where can people find you?
There we go. I'm like, my shot's framed for another thing. Yes, you all can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. Yes, it's on all social media platforms at that same name.
Cool. Here, we're going to bring her back. Sorry, got to reframe again. Today, we said, I get that song. Today's like,
oh, she's like, bye.
No, that's not what happened. It wasn't my fault.
So, Danae, what's your closing?
Oh, what are we supposed to be closing? I missed what you said when my computer
Where
cracked.
We can find you online.
Oh, thank you, Carrie. So you can find me on... guys.
Come on.
Yeah, you can find me on the Con Girls on Instagram. You can also find me at DNAYS on Instagram. And you can find me and old buddy Ben Cleaver, who didn't make it to our show tonight. We have our stand-up show this Wednesday in North Hollywood at the Comedy Chateau. You can find out all about that on my Instagram. Hopefully see you guys there. Luke and Jim promised us that they would be there supporting our comedy. And
she's got us
here on the Con Guy almost every Monday.
All right, John.
You could find me. You can find me if you really want to. just Jonathan Wilkinson on most stuff. There's a politician of the same name in England, so you'll see him a lot too, but that's not me. But if you want to find me, come and find me, okay? That's all I can say.
All right. You can find him at the Stanley Hotel.
I'm going to let Luke take us out, so you can find me at Instagram, James D. Fry, or on Twitter, Jim Fry LA. I tried to get those changed to make those match, but those just don't work. Make sure you guys follow us during the scare season, during Halloween season, because we're going to have a lot of fun. And I just can't wait. I can't wait to see some of these home haunts. I can't wait to see some of the bigger haunts, because those are always good. And just some of the cool creativity that happens during the season, some cool, scary movies everywhere. This is my favorite season. All right, Cheeseman, take us out.
You can find me smashing pumpkins and upsetting Jim. Just kidding. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Cheese on Couch, and also on thescareguy.com.
Yes.
All right. Everybody, happy Halloween. We're going to be there right with you. Later.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping for the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.